There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Rolling into hour number two. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you live in California, there's a 1 in 4 chance that you own a gun and you've just had your own minority report imposed upon you. Since it is a cover movie, I've decided to get not a movie critic, but actually a very concise analysis from a guy, I like the way he writes, joining me again, it's been a while, from thedailyclash.com, Doug Giles. Good morning, sir.
Man.
I saw what you wrote about AB 1014, and because it was you that was writing it, it was, of course, a viewpoint that I thoroughly enjoyed. What are your thoughts on this? What do you think about all this that's happening in California?
Well, if your leaders aren't hip to what's going on, I'm sure, or your listeners aren't hip to what's going on, I'm sure they are, especially being fans of Lock and Load. It appears as if that Governor Moonbeam, Bill, has made his final edict that if a close family relative thinks that you're a bubble off level and you could harm somebody with your firearm, then in order to prevent violence or death happening to just one person, as they bleated, as they proposed this legislation, then all of a sudden Deputy Wedge Figgis from Light of Fart, California, can rock up to your house and they can take your firearms away from you for 21 days, Bill,
yeah,
so that they can check you out to see, again, if you're discombobulated, which I thought in this country there's a presumption of innocence instead of proven until you're proven guilty, but it seems that's been turned on its ear, and now you're presumed guilty of possibly killing somebody, and this could be from your nutty eco-terrorist manic sister who hates guns and loves Castro.
Now, what do you think the chances of somebody once they've waited for the 21 days, where before they have they finally get their day in court after they've already had the judgment imposed upon them? What do you think the chances of a high percentage of people getting their guns back is going to be in California?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think Second Amendment folks in Cali aren't going to like how this thing's going to roll out. I think it's going to be a lugubrious process once they call you in.
And don't they normally, with their gun confiscation squad, don't they normally take into consideration constructive possession and take every gun in the house, whether the particular bad guy, the named bad guy, is the owner or not? If there's five adults in the house and they all own guns, all the guns go with them, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, this is Orwellian, Bill, as it gets. And I know you've been warning about it on your show. I've been doing it on ClashDaily.com and my town hall column for well over a decade, as well as many other fine Second Amendment folks that are sick of this progressive gun grab. But this is real, man. And, you know, everybody said, well, it's to protect people from murder and from violence like happened in Calabasas with that dillweed Elliot Rogers. According to the FBI in their report that they put out on September 24th, that if these California altruists want to dispense with violence, then you know what? Fire kills more people in mass murders. Fists do. Feet. There's more people felled by those three things than firearms. So why don't these dillweeds get busy banning fire and fist and feet if they're really concerned about murder and rape? Oh, here's another thing, Bill. If they're really concerned about stemming the tide of violence, then instead of infringing upon our Second Amendment rights, why don't you enforce the immigration laws? Because illegal aliens, especially in L.A., 75% of them have murder warrants or the murder warrants that are out, 75% are for illegal aliens.
You know, and you did leave out, if they want to get rid of the accidental shootings, they need to go after the in-ground pools first. Didn't California, with Section 5150, isn't AB 1014 sort of redundant? Doesn't Section 5150 already give them that tool?
Yeah, it is. So why are they doing this? I can only chalk it up to, you know, Cali always doubles down on stupidity, and their answer for any kind of conundrum that they face is the same that comes from inside the Beltway. It's more government. It's a constant, you know, and again, it's layers upon layers of mitigation of liberty and freedom. I don't know how people, Bill, I don't know how they live in California, if they like our founding docs. I mean, I get it's pretty and all that other stuff, but you know what? So is liberty. So is freedom. That's real pretty as well. I don't know how people live in Jersey or D.C. or Chicago if they really love our Constitution. Well, I'm going to be the last one there. I'll fight to the bloody end. Well, you just well might. I'd rather move to a place like Texas or Florida or someplace like that than live in Suckville, where they are slowly boiling the frog and mitigating your rights. It's insane, brother. I don't get it.
Let me ask you a question. I haven't looked deep enough into this, but what if somebody in the middle of their gun violence restraining order, if they've been found by the judge that, yep, you are dangerous. We looked on your Facebook and you said, I could have killed somebody because New England lost that game. If you up and move to Florida in the middle of your 1 year suspension of your rights, does that follow you? Because that's a state law, that just goes away, right?
Yeah, I haven't delved deeply into the funnel either, but gosh, I'd hope so. I'd hope that once you cross the border into Florida that, you know, the air would be a little fresher. I mean, we've got plenty of sunshine. I live in Miami, and I hope if they, you know, similarly, if they move to Texas, that the judge would just look at that and wipe his backside and says, well, that's California. Welcome to Texas.
I know a lot of gun industry players that are in California, and I mean, they're not even making guns. I mean, they're either modifying them or making this or making that. They're moving to Nevada or Texas or Wyoming. I mean, they've already had a lot of business going out of California. Is there a possibility that they could just bankrupt themselves one day because all of their California native businesses are just gone?
Yeah. And, I mean, we see it happen in New York with what, Remington?
Yep.
What Beretta or Benelli or something like that in Maryland just said adios muchachos to, again, those infringers. And Magpul pulled out of Colorado as well, and I think they're heading south to Texas. And, again, you know, the liberals, Bill, they don't care. They don't give a flibberty gibbet how it wrecks their economy. Just as long as that they can have their agenda wielded upon the unwilling masses. And I got to tell you, man, it's surprising looking at ClashDaily.com in our analytics and what's the most prominent state that rocks up to our very conservative, very freedom-loving website. You know what astounds me month after month is that hundreds of thousands of people are coming from California. Now, either half of those are enemies, or there's a lot of people in California that are very conservative, very freedom-minded, and yet in Sacramento and Hollywood, you have the power brokers and the politicians that are driving that state, the beautiful state, full of wonderful people, right into a crap hole, and it's time that we, the people, you know, did something about it and start terrifying, not with violence, but with voices, with what else can we do? Boycott. If they're trying to bus illegal immigrants into your town, stand in the road, that kind of revolutionary Deadwood type stuff.
You can find Doug Giles at ClashDaily.com. If you've never checked him out, go check him out. He's got a new book out called Rise, Kill, and Eat. It is investigating the biblical implications of hunting. Doug, thank you very much for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, big dog.
We'll talk to you. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I very rarely talk about other media people unless they step off the reservation. And just like it was with Krauthammer, there's some of you, I'm very liable to break your heart. If you believe in the Second Amendment, if you believe that we, the American gun-owning populace, are the only thing really close to anything the Founding Fathers envisioned, The Washington Times has a feature out right now about a book by Michael Savage, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. He declared, I fear the worst. Right now, Americans are angrier and more divided than I've seen them since the 1960s. Right now, the prognosis is not good. We have an incompetent zealot taking the nation down the road of weakness and centralized government control of every aspect of our daily lives. Just as individuals snap when the pressure becomes too great, so too does a nation. As I see it, the forces of the left are attempting nothing less than a socialist takeover of the world economy and global politics. Obama's been engaged in the Civil War from the day he seized presidency, the presidency. He said he's going to transform America. What was that? What was that declaration? It's a declaration of war against the country's traditional values and freedoms. So, sort of sounds like he's leading up to a big proclamation, doesn't it? What's he leading up to? The promo blurb for the book on Amazon tries to dial things back from inflammatory headlines and rhetoric. The overview of the book says, not a war of bullets and blood, but one of commitment to freedom and courage of conviction. A page-turner from start to finish, the intelligent and principled fervent warning offers the savage truth, a call to action in the voting booth in order to defend the freedoms of our Constitution so brilliantly established. That's a relief. Because if things get beyond that, if we can't do it in the voting booth, if we can't bring it back gradually and peacefully, Michael Savage had previously placed himself squarely on the side of bolstering the monopoly of violence in favor of those he says have declared war against traditional America. In 2009, he wrote an opinion piece where he proclaimed the futility of resisting government tyranny and asked if it's time to ban modern semi-automatic firearms in order to keep the police from being outgunned. That story no longer appears at its original URL on the World News Daily site, but the Wayback Machine of the Internet Archive has a long memory. Michael Savage asked, is it time to ban assault rifles? What are they really needed for? Somebody told them that they were needed to defend freedom. He said, that is nonsense. If the government wants to take your rights away or imprison you for whatever reason, you owning an assault rifle is not going to stop it. I've heard that before. He continues, though. So we have to ask, if the police are not allowed to have these types of weapons, then why is the public allowed to have them? I want you, the Savage Nation, to tell me why. Well, in 2009, they already had them, and they've got them now, and they've really got them now, and they've got more than that. And if you are a member of the Savage Nation, and you listen to me at the same time, you're not really, you don't have to make a choice here. I'm not going to tell you you have to make a choice. I'm just telling you that somebody that you listen to thinks that semi-automatic firearms that are fed with a box-style magazine that look akin to their full military cousins should be banned. He also believes that you are completely, completely powerless in this nation today. He believes that 920,000 law enforcement officers of all stripes, federal, state, and local, can take over the country if they want to, and you, the 126 million plus gun owners, can do nothing about it if they're doing it in a tyrannical way. You're just powerless. You're toothless. You can't do anything. Makes me wonder how he thinks the French resistance operated, and the Jewish resistance operated, and the Taliban has operated, and all these other guerrilla forces, the Viet Cong, how did they operate? I mean, makes me wonder if he's not... do you pay any attention to history, sir? Because a group of like-minded... Well, I mean, you don't even have to look at history. Go look in California. Go look at Chris Dorner by himself. He shook a 25,000-plus manned police department at its very core by himself. When they finally found him, they were so afraid of him, they had multiple jurisdictions running over each other to try to go get him. Now think if there had been 10 Chris Dorners, or 20, or 50. How would that have turned out if that, you know, if you just want to play multiplier? What about the 25 million plus veterans of the United States? Which, some of us are old, some of us are young, all of us believe the oath. All of us would still fight to our death because we still believe the oath. What about those? Do they count? Do you think that we're completely powerless? Do you think we have no capability whatsoever? I understand how he supported Jerry Brown in California. How any fiery conservative could ever muster and, give you some sort of rationalization for supporting Jerry Brown? Jerry Brown, his major accomplishment to me was that he dated Linda Ronstadt when she was young. That's about it. He's a recycled governor. California can't do any better than one governor. Really? But for those out there, and I mean, I'll tell you another one. Okay, I'll tell you another one. And he's gathering steam too. Dr. Ben Carson does not believe in the Second Amendment as it is written. There's a lot of people saying, draft Ben Carson for president. Yeah, he stood up to Obama while Obama was sitting beside him. Big deal. Big deal. He'd like to see an assault weapon ban. He uses the same rhetoric as Michael Savage does here. When you use the rhetoric of the gun grabbers, that means you haven't looked deep enough to find out that, in fact, it's a made-up term. You fall prey to the urban legend they create in order to create an emotional response. That's my understanding, yes, Dan. He supported him. Michael Savage, you know, any of you listening to him, listen to me, I'm not putting you down. I'm just telling you what somebody you listen to has said about you and guns and how powerless you are. We'll be right back.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, if I can get him, I'm going to try to get Vincent De Niro tomorrow from Prepper and Shooter Magazine to come on and talk about. Some of you people have been asking about Ebola and what if they try to impose this and impose that, which this... I don't think this was set up. I think this was a bunch of fumbling done, but it could be a precursor to something. So well, that's coming up tomorrow, Friday. We're going to have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America on the show with us. Get ready for some hypocrisy that is so blatant, it's going to cause you physical pain. Outgoing Attorney General, he who should be cuffed, Attorney General Eric Holder, in a 2012 speech to the NAACP, said, "Let me be clear. We will not allow political pretexts to disenfranchise American citizens of their most precious rights." This was in response to voter ID laws. And the right to vote is precious. It is precious because this is a part of you helping determine the way things are done. Isn't it? Now, voter ID law is not disenfranchising. If you don't have a driver's license, you can get a picture ID, in some cases for free. And for all of those that say it disenfranchises people that can't do it or won't do it, couldn't you just as easily bus them to get their IDs as you could bus them to get registered to vote, busing them to the polling place as well? Couldn't you do that as well, just one more trip? Probably in the same zip code. When it comes to protecting the right to keep and bear arms, which is also a precious right, Holder does not seem to think that is the case, he's nowhere to be found. Second Amendment just not precious enough to worry about when governments gauge in actions expressly designed to disenfranchise individuals from exercising those rights. Like the St. Louis police chief or sheriff, whichever it is, I can't remember. The one who wants to overturn a vote of 61% in favor, a majority of Missourians wanting to make gun rights unalienable. Or, like in California with the New York Safe Act, where they completely blew past all the rules of consideration, declared a state of emergency, and passed the Safe Act in the middle of the night. Or, you know, any of these things that have registrations involved, or, you know, New Jersey, of course, New Jersey, where you can't even, it only became recent that you could stop and use the restroom between your home and the range and not be breaking the law. He could get involved in all of that, couldn't he? Voting law is the purview of the states. I think the 10th Amendment makes that pretty much covers everything that goes on there. Currently, there's 32 states that have voter ID laws, and they've all been challenged by the Department of Justice. They argue that simply requiring a valid ID in order to vote, the same that is required to purchase alcohol or attend Obama fundraisers or rent a DVD, places an unfair, racially biased burden that threatens the constitutional rights of minorities. Denying rights to self-defense by various governments, like Chicago has been up to this point, although they're being dragged kicking and screaming into the light, California, Washington State's going to go that way. New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Connecticut to a degree. Why isn't he coming down on them? Let me throw another sacred cow of the liberals in there. Roe versus Wade was a Supreme Court decision. And it set a precedent that said abortion is legal. There are protests against it. There are all kinds of things against it. Some states do pass laws regarding that. But it is always the benchmark that everybody refers back to. And currently it is law. And it is not a law that was decided. It was decided in a court. Okay? And everybody refers back to that. And golly gosh, we're certainly abiding by the law. What are we aborted now? 58 million people now. So we're really, really abiding by that law. The Heller decision, which came down from the Supreme Court, said you can't ban guns that are in common use. New York's done it. Connecticut's done it. California's done it to a certain degree. Where are they on that? Where are they on that? I don't like going by court decrees, but we have one that says you can't ban guns that are in common use. Every year, Dianne Feinstein, right after she touches up her shoe-polished black hair, pulls out her new revised edition of the assault weapons ban. She's sitting out there, a lone island in a sea of 100 senators. The other 99 are looking at her like she's crazy because she says even the people that did the studies are wrong about what my assault weapons ban did, about how much crime I stopped. Me, myself, and I. She's the only one that believes that. Despite the Heller decision, she's been doing it since 2008. She does it every year. She's been doing it since 2004, probably. And she does it based upon the pictures in the Gun Digest. So, the Department of Justice, one thing we really need to do, one thing we really need to demand out of this federal government is the Department of Justice stops being political and becomes simply a watchdog of the law. That's what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be the overseer to make sure all laws are abided by. And also, they should be making sure the Constitution is lived up to as well. And if they're not doing that, or if they're picking and choosing which ones they want to enforce and which ones they don't, I have to say that they are committing malfeasance of office. And singling out and turning a blind eye to the plight of American gun owners, we know exactly where you're at. I mean, we heard you say, let's brainwash people to think guns are dirty like cigarettes. Unfortunately, I both smoke and own guns. So you missed me when you were out there trying to do your brainwashing. But we've got to get away from this double standard. There should be no selective assertion of concern for minority rights when you completely ignore the rights of everybody else, when you completely ignore the Constitution in every other way. You can't get out there and have... The Justice Department is not supposed to have a razor focus except on the Constitution and the law. That's it. This is why the lady of justice with the scales, and she's blindfolded because she has to put aside, justice, law has to put aside their personal convictions, their personal beliefs, and everything else, and abide by the law. They have to purposely blind themselves except to the law. That's why she's blindfolded. And we don't have that. We currently do not enjoy that. We should be enjoying that. But, the Department of Justice is run via the south side of Chicago. So, you know, it's Chicago-style justice. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll be having another day soon. And for everybody, you know, I'm glad to see Holder go. I'm sort of dreading who's going to be brought up next, though. I mean, Obama gave us Holder. Who could he possibly put in place next? Gave us Kagan, he gave us Sotomayor. Who's he got waiting in the wings? He wanted to give us Murchie. That's the part that makes me nervous. He gets to pick. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the Sweetheart Deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels,
cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Final time to the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's some of you who may not even know what Frog Lube is. So let me tell you what Frog Lube is. Frog Lube is a biodegradable gun lubricant that withstands everything. It is not based upon oil as well. And I'm very lucky to have them as the title sponsor. You're going to hear a new intro to the show soon because they, without them, they've made all things possible. So you haven't checked out Frog Lube just yet, they are truly performance in a bottle. Among the Bill of Rights, the only self-perpetuating, self-preserving Bill of Rights in there is the Second Amendment. All other rights rely on the ability to resist or to prevent their loss, and they all fall back on the Second Amendment in order to make that happen. You can't have the first or the third or the fourth or any of the other ones without the second. It's hard for someone to take away your freedom of worship or speech if you're armed. So why is this right in today's day and age so important? Turn on the news if you don't know. I mean, just turn on the news and see some of the shenanigans our government does. Right now, instead of containing Ebola, as an example, we're not doing anything. We're treating the people that get it. Firestone in Liberia, which has no training in Ebola, has effectively dealt with Ebola. Because Firestone, which is an evil corporation, primarily what they do is they make tires, and in order to make that work, they have to go out and solve problems, create solutions on the fly sometimes in order to get to their projected goal. So they figured out how to treat Ebola, and they contained it in their part of the world in Liberia. Why isn't the CDC doing that? Why isn't Obama demanding the CDC do that? So if you got to know why the Second Amendment is so important, just look at your government run amok. One thing is for certain, it's not for going hunting. When the Second Amendment was written, okay, there were no double coupon days There were no specials. There was no home delivery. If you didn't hunt, you didn't eat. So it was not about hunting. You are ultimately responsible for protecting yourselves and those under your care. If an intruder enters your home with the intent to harm your family, the outcome is going to directly affect you. It has no repercussions at all besides some time that they spend looking at it for your local police department that you try to solve it. But, I mean, they're looking at it from the outside. The real hit comes for you. And it's been codified by the courts, of course, that police are not legally responsible for defending your home or your loved ones individually. But that's a secondary rationale, really, that whole self-defense thing against crime. The Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment because they had just fought the biggest empire on the planet. And they knew that their freedom, their new one freedom, had only been possible because of guns. Because of them having guns. Because of them keeping guns. Because of them bringing them to bear on the battlefield. Now, whether you're comfortable with the truth or not, the reality of things is our rights are preserved either through the use of force or under the threat of violence. Everyone responds to incentives, including governments. A government that knows its citizens has the means to rise up and abolish it, if it gets out of line, behaves differently than the government which rules over a disarmed citizen who must comply no matter what. Now, your question is going to be, Bill, we're armed to the teeth. Why are they acting the way they're acting? Because we exist in the new normal. What is true today was not true in the 1700s. It wasn't true in the 1800s. To be sure, there was corruption. There's always been corruption. Wherever man is, there will be corruption. But the government was a very different thing then. First of all, it was small. They couldn't really get out and be adventurous like they are today. They couldn't have Obama phones. They couldn't have welfare. There's a lot of things they couldn't do and couldn't have. So in the modern day, this is where the new normal has come. And at the new normal, we are reasonable. All of us are reasonable. Taking Michael Savage as an example, he's reasonable. He talks the talk, but he doesn't believe that we can walk the walk. He doesn't believe that we can resist. But I think the reason nothing has happened up to this point is we have become reasonable. I believe we've become a little too civilized, a little too comfortable. But reserved by the Second Amendment is the use of force if peaceful means fail. When you examine the American War for Independence, you find that the British Redcoats attempted to seize guns and ammunition at Lexington and Concord, and they retreated back to Boston because they were opposed by men who had guns in their hands, not political signs. Instinctively, you and I, we understand this, which is why tyrants and gun confiscation go hand in hand. If you hear somebody calling for gun confiscation, this is not them trying to be in the new normal. This is them revealing their true colors. They intend to rule, not to lead by decree. They know they can't carry out their schemes as long as there are people ready to offer effective resistance. Justice Joseph Story, who was appointed by James Madison, remarked that the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has been considered as the palladium of the liberties of a republic, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers, and will generally even if these are successful in the first instance, enable people to resist and triumph over them, which is what people like Michael Savage doesn't understand. Yes, in the initial moment of hostility, the government looks like they're going to clean our clock. That's the way it would work. But it's not the way it ends, which is where, you know, the beginning of the fight is not what matters. The ending of the fight and who's still standing is what matters. A revolution in the United States would be dirty. It wouldn't even be as clean as the Battle of Athens that they're pointing out in the chat room. It wouldn't even be that clean. It would be really dirty. And there'd be a lot of people die. Most of them would be the low-info voter. They would get caught in the crossfire. Some of us, maybe me, would die. But in the end, we would win because we have superior numbers. It would be just like that day, 9/11, no matter what you believe was the cause of all of that, on that day, the fallout of that, maybe unintended, but the fallout of that is that day America was won. And if America is attacked again, even by the government, there'll be some slow people coming to the fold. It may be over before they get to the fold, but we will once again be won. Because America's not going to watch other Americans die, no matter what they say, no matter how they put it out there. When they see the real stark reality of death, that changes you. So to the people out there like Michael Savage that think that we can't resist, I simply say poppycock, sir. Where are you getting this from? Have you ever been in the military? I mean, I wasn't a big dude in the military as a non-commissioned officer, but I could read. I could look at history. I could look at planning. I knew how it worked. Oh, well. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember what I always say. Stay safe on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.